We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, today we've got a casserole to talk about, don't we?
We have. I'm sort of into casseroles lately. I always like casseroles. And Lee and Raleigh were neither running too much on casseroles. So I didn't make a lot for years, but then Don liked them pretty well. And I've always made them, you know, to take places. They're so handy to bake a big dish to take when you're taking one of these places where they say bring a dish. I've made a lot through the years and taken these. And now I fix them quite a bit. You know, it's a handy thing, and they are something usually that you can, a lot of times you can freeze the leftovers, or your leftovers are good when you heat them up the next day.
And they're easily transportable.
Yes, they are. It's so much easier than trying to take two or three dishes. And I mean, this one is really simple, and I think it's really tasty, and it's so easy. It's something you just can stir up. You know, working all those years, I loved something I could fix the last minute and didn't take very long. This is pizza spaghetti casserole.
That sounds good.
It's not a real heavy dish, but it's, you know, that with a salad and maybe some garlic bread is a pretty good meal right there. It's a package of spaghetti and 1.5 jars of spaghetti sauce. And, you know, you can buy a really good pre-made spaghetti sauce. For years, I made my own spaghetti sauce and made my own sauce for lasagna because you didn't see it much in the stores, and what you did see was not very good. But now, I mean, there's all kind of gourmet and great brands and Prego or even those, but you know, just a lot of them. You can get Mario Batali or different chefs spaghetti sauce or Chunky Garden spaghetti sauce, and a lot of them are really tasty.
I tend to like those Newman's Own.
Yes, Newman's is really good.
And they've got a lot of variety too.
They really do. I kind of like the chunky ones that has a lot of peppers and tomato in it, the kind of chunky tomato, you know, not so smooth. But some of the others good, and Costco has a really good Kirkland brand that's really seasoned well. You know, the Italian seasoning, and it's good. Anyway, I digress there. Okay, you got 1.5 jars of spaghetti sauce, 2 cups of mozzarella cheese, and a package of pepperoni. You want a pretty good size package of pepperoni, you know, not just a little bitty one. You cook your spaghetti for a time on the directions, drain and set it aside. And to cover a bottle of a 9x13 casserole dish or pan with a light layer of the sauce. You add your noodles, then a light layer of cheese, then a layer of pepperoni, and you repeat that till you've used it all. And you wind up with the cheese and pepperoni on top. You place it in a 350 degree oven for 20 to 30 minutes or until it's hot and bubbly. And then if you want to, but I didn't need to do this, the recipe says if you want to, turn the broiler on and let it brown 2 or 5 minutes until the cheese sauce starts to brown. But be careful not to burn the pepperoni. Well, mine was brown enough on top that I didn't have to put it on the broiler. Of course, I have a big oven, and it's kind of powerful, you know, big stove. And mine was brown enough, but you could, you know, if your cheese wasn't brown as you wanted it, you can put it on the broiler a few minutes. But keep an eye on it, because if you don't, it might, you know, it might burn.
It'll go from brown to burnt very quickly.
That's true of a lot of things, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Put something on to cook, you know, you think, just need to brown a minute more, I'll turn around and do this. And you come back and you say, I guess I'll scrape that pan out and start over.
And it never fails when you're going to do something like that and you think, I'll just leave it for a minute longer. That's when something comes off rails and you're gone for about 5 minutes and you come back and go, okay, so what are we having for dinner tonight?
If you don't have any more, if you got more, I have a lot of times scraped the whole pan out, you know, started all over again, made it again. But sometimes you don't have that. And then, too, if you know how sometimes, I don't mind that, but how pepperoni cooks out a little greasy on top.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want that grease, you're going to wash it, you could blot it with a paper towel. You know, blot the grease and if fat is cooked out of your cheese. It would depend probably on the fat content of your cheese.
Sure.
But if you wanted to blot it with that to make it low calorie, much low calorie. But it's not bad anyway. But, you know, you don't have a lot of calories there. But that's a pretty tasty dish.
It sounds like it. Now, you said we had some desserts to go along with this.
I have. I've got one of my favorites here. And I maybe have given this in the past at some time. This hot weather we have, and there's nothing like a good cool dessert. This is a cool dessert, and it's good. It's a coconut sheet cake. And it's a Duncan Hines white cake mix. Occasionally, you'll see a Duncan Hines coconut cake mix, you know, or coconut, they call it coconut cream cake mix. But I don't always see that, but you can just use a plain white one. A cup of milk, a half a cup of vegetable oil, a small box of vanilla pudding, and a teaspoon of vanilla. And you mix all that until it's smooth and creamy and pour it into a 9x13 pan that's been greased and floured. And I use that Baker's Joy, you know, it's got the flour in the spray, which makes cake making easier.
Yes.
And you bake at 350 for 32-35 minutes until it's done. And most people know how to cook a cake mix until it's done, they can tell. And usually about 30 minutes is all you need on one. And then you take a can of cream of coconut. Now, not coconut milk, but cream of coconut. And a can of sweetened condensed milk, you know, which is Eagle brand, that type.
Mm-hmm.
Not evaporated milk, but sweetened condensed. And you mix those together. And you poke holes in the hot cake and slowly pour this mixture over the cake. And you let the cake cool, and then you frost it with the following. An 8-ounce container of extra creamy Cool Whip, 12 ounces of frozen grated coconut. Sprinkle this over the top of the Cool Whip and refrigerate, if you can stand it, at least 8 hours before serving. And it's even better the next day. And there are people who do not like the texture. They like the taste of coconut and not the texture. And in that case, if you wanted to, you could leave off the coconut on the top if you don't like that texture, but if you like the coconut taste.
I would probably leave the coconut off. That's just me.
Well, there's people I know that say, I like coconut, I like the taste, but I don't like the feel of it. So it still tastes coconutty, but you don't have that texture because that cream of coconut gives it a real good coconut taste.
Right.
But that's a good cool cake, you know, to get out and then have a slice of that on a hot day or on a cold day or just stand in front of the refrigerator in your gown with a spoon.
Well, there you go.
Not that I've ever done that.
Okay. Well, but what else do we have today?
I've got cream cheese peach pie delight.
And, you that know, sounds good.
Getting a few peaches. I've really not had any. Lynn Chandler picked me up some at Shireman's in Corden, and they are really good. I don't go to the farmer's market. The farmer goes. She hasn't mentioned peaches or whether anybody had any. I don't know whether anybody grows peaches here now or not. Maybe somebody has them shipped in. You know, we got spoiled for years with Spencer's peaches when they had the big peach orchard. I hadn't sometimes, and occasionally you get really good ones at the grocery, but they pick me up at Sherman's, you know, a couple of times, and they're really good. And you can use fresh peaches of this. You can use frozen peaches, which you buy at the store. And a lot of people make it with canned peaches. You know, if you take canned peaches and drain them, they're pretty good anymore. You get good canned peaches, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your ingredients, a package of white or yellow dry cake mix. Here I am selling cake mix today. 1/3 cup of butter, room temperature, 2 large eggs divided, and a can of peach slices. If you want to use the can, with a 29-ounce can of peach slices. But if you want to, you know, you can do that equivalent in fresh peaches or frozen peaches. I used to freeze peaches, and I bought frozen peaches at the grocery. But the canned ones, if you don't have the fresh ones, the canned ones are handy to use. 8 ounces of cream cheese, room temperature, 1/3 of a cup of sugar, and a teaspoon of vanilla extract. And you preheat your oven to 350 degrees and spray a 13x9 pan with cooking spray. You know, be sure and wash that pan that you made the pizza spaghetti in. And in a large bowl, combine the cake mix, butter, and 1 egg, and you mix it till crumbly. And set aside 1½ cup of crumbs for the topping. And press the remaining crumbs in the bottom of the prepared pan. Bake 10 minutes. Cut peach slices into 1-inch pieces. And you don't have to be picky about it 1 inch. You know, you don't have to get the ruler out. You can know by how kind of the size. And you can use it frozen or fresh or canned, whichever you want. And you spoon into a partially baked crust. In a large bowl, you combine the cream cheese, sugar, 1 egg, and vanilla extract. And beat with a mixture until creamy. And spoon that over the peaches. And you sprinkle it with the leftover crumbs. And you bake 30 minutes. And it says chill at least 30 minutes before serving. And, you know, you don't even have to eat ice cream on that. I mean, it'd be good with ice cream, but if you've already got that cream cheese and that kind of custardy filling, that's good. Refrigerate your leftovers if you have any.
Yeah, I think you could probably wind up not having any leftovers. You can put peaches on your grill and grill a peach, and it winds up being pretty good. Just slice them into halves or quarters and put them down on the grill. Get a little bit of a crust going there, and it caramelizes some of the sugar in it. It winds up being very good. It doesn't sound like it, but it actually is.
No, I can see where they're really good, and I know people doing that with pineapple, too.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like you. When I first heard of it, I thought, that doesn't sound very good to me. You know, I'm thinking of grilling a steak or something like that. It really, as you say, it caramelizes and gives you that kind of little brown caramel taste on the outside. I've never done peaches, but I've eaten pineapple like that.
I've done pineapple. I've done peaches as well, both being very good. And it's a nice little flavor to go along with your meal.
Well, you know, if you want it for dessert, that, you know, I used to work with a girl and she'd always say after we'd have a big meal, I just like a little bite of something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've gotten older, I find I kind of like a little bite or a big bite of something sweet after a meal. And that kind of gives gives you that, you know, if you're watching your sugar, that really gives you a good sweet desserty taste with not many calories or not a lot of sugar either.
No, those natural fruit sugars are far better for you than the processed sugars that you're going to get in a cake or whatever.
Certainly is. You're right.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, we have gone from beginning to end again.
Well, and you know, before I say what I always say, you know, I don't want you all to picture me standing my gown in front of the refrigerator eating that coconut cake.
Okay.
You know what I always say. Don't ever trust that skinny cook.